All right, time to talk to my man Pat Surtain. You can catch Pat and myself after every Dolphins game, and we break it down for you. Pat, how you doing, my man?
Big O, what's up, man?
And by the way, you can follow Pat on Twitter. You want to follow a Dolphin? Great. Follow him on Twitter, PSurtain23, and he follows you back. And by the way, he's also a coach of American Heritage, but unfortunately, like his former pro team that can't win big games against big teams, well, the current team he coaches wins big games, and they're in the state, baby, once again. Congrats.
Appreciate it, man. Hey, it was a tough one Friday that Bishop Moore gave us all we could handle, but we pulled it out at the end, man. That's all that matters. So we'll be in our second straight state championship game this Friday up there in Orlando.
Well, clearly you and your staff there can coach big games. You guys want to move over to the Dolphins and try to get us to win big games?
Hey, man, that'll be great. It's just a 3 mile difference in driving. So if you got some pool over there, tell them we'll definitely come here on that.
Are you listening, Stephen Ross? Let's go, baby. Let's make a change. Make that change, as Michael Jackson would say. Come on, make that change.
And man in the mirror, yes, sir.
That's right. So who you guys taking on in state?
We play Tallahassee Godby. Pretty good team.
Okay. All right. Yeah. I like it. You like your chances?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. We didn't play our best ball this past Friday, but I think the guys ate some humble pie, and I think we'll play our best game, this upcoming Friday.
Is it easier in today's world because there's more film on teams nowadays that you get to prepare? Because, 20, 30, 40 years ago, you're preparing for a team in high school football. You have no idea pretty much what you're preparing for unless you send somebody to scout them or something like that. So how is it easier to prepare nowadays in at the high school level because there's film out there now?
Well, yeah, they have this thing called Huddle, HUDL, and we get all the teams, film from the previous teams they played. And on Godby, we have like 8 or 9 games that we can go over, to see their tendencies. And when you look at high school teams and their tendencies, they're pretty strong. So, as a former player, we probably could figure things out. We call them players out on the field before, they actually run them. So, it's pretty fun.
Okay. All right. There you go. All right. Now, Pat, let's talk about yesterday and how disappointing it is to watch this team fall short once again in a big moment.
Yeah, man. This just seemed like the past 10, 15 years, man, when the games mean the most, it seemed like the Dolphins shrink under the pressure, man. And, they started off so well yesterday, going up 10-0. The defense holding Baltimore to three straight 3-and-outs. And that we talked about it yesterday on our show, the drive right before halftime, man, really demoralized the team and gave the Baltimore Ravens, some confidence to come out in the second half. And they totally dominated the second half. And, you got to give credit to Baltimore. But at the same time, man, that's a game we had to win. We didn't come out with our hair on fire in that second half, and the Ravens took advantage of it.
Who do we blame here? Who do we lay the blame more on? Do we lay more on the players? Lay it more on the coaches?
Everybody. Blame it on everybody. Offense, defense. Blame it on the coaching staff. Just everybody had a part in it, man, because, some things that we expect from the Dolphins, they're not coming through. We felt at the beginning of the year our D-line, our front seven, was the strength of our team. And teams have just been running the ball right down our throats, man, this past month or so. And I don't know if it's because we're fraudulent, we played some bad teams and got some stats against those teams, but it seems like when we play the better teams in this league, we tend to lay an egg, and that has to change.
For me, I haven't been a Philbin fan, so I wonder where you stand with Philbin. I just don't see him as a difference maker. You know what I mean? It's just when you have those moments and they happen over and over again against the good teams, that's where I want the coaching staff to find a way to change the bad habits.
Right. And you saw the moxie of the opposing coach yesterday, John Harbaugh going for it on 4th-and-1 at his own 35 and 8 with 10 minutes left in the third quarter. If that's not having confidence in your team, I don't know what it is. And we were put in a similar situation, and we decided to take a field goal instead of giving those guys that extra push and say, guys, I believe in you. I think we can make it. You know, we're going for this thing. You know, we're not holding anything back. We're going to go for it. And you know, I just don't see that out this coach. He's a conservative type coach that plays things, you know, under the shield. And I think as players, you want a coach who's out on the limb, who's going to go for it, and who has that confidence in you. And, you know, Fieldman just doesn't possess that right now.
And listen, what happened yesterday between Odrick and the coach, I've been around football. I know arguments happen between players and coaches. But I'm just wondering, when you see Odrick and he's screaming at Philbin and he says every week, I just feel like there's a little more to that story than just the you know, two guys getting, you know, hot in the heat of the moment there.
Yeah, because I'm saying you have a 13-week, you know, sample size now. And, you know, for Jared to come out and you know, lambaste as head coach on the sideline, you know, it tells you what the players are thinking. You know, Odrick was just one of those guys who felt the need to speak out against it. And when he says every week, it just seemed like every single week the coaching staff is making decisions that's putting these guys in bad positions. And Jerry Odrick decided to speak out about that. You know, kudos to him.
There you go. Follow him on Twitter, by the way, at PSirTan23. And, of course, you can catch him on Sunday with me right after that Dolphins-Patriots game. And let's hope for the best there, Pat. Let's see if they can pull out a miracle and sweep the Patriots. That would be nice.
And remember that we're still mathematically in this thing. Mathematically, Big O, we're still in it. So we go out there and pull this one out against New England, man. We still have a fighting chance, so I'm going to go with that.
Yeah. I understand you're going to go with that, and I'll go with being surprised if they win that one. That would be absolutely awesome. Like it was in week one, by the way, which was absolutely awesome, that performance in the second half. I would like to see a little bit more of that. But something tells me, Pat, we're getting a different New England team than week one.
Oh, totally different. Totally different. But let's see what happens, man. Let's keep hope alive. Keep hope alive.
Let's hope. Follow him on Twitter, PSirTan23. Pat, as always, man, thank you for the time.
Big O, appreciate you, man.
You got it, man. There you go. Pat Sertan, baby. Former Dolphin great. Gotta love that.